This is Synthesis Technologies Hackathon 2020. Hashtag tech for good. Hashtag Synthesis Technologies.
Joining me in our makeshift studio, Daryl Govender. He's head of cloud services here at Synthesis. So amazing story. First of all, Daryl, congratulations on your new baby.
Yes, thank you so much, Howard, and thank you, team, for having me on the show.
All right, awesome, awesome. And in fact, another part of the amazing story of Daryl. Daryl's just had a new young baby. The amazing thing is that your wife, Sam, also actually works here at Synthesis, and that's where you met.
Yes, it is. I mean, I think we've been an original Synthesis love story, meeting here, and the last 4 years have been great, and now we've had our first child. It's really onwards and upwards, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. All right, so you head of cloud services. So when most of us ignoramuses hear cloud, we think, oh, that's where we're storing all of our stuff so that when our laptop gets stolen, which it does in South Africa, you know, at least we know we're not going to lose everything. Mm. But there's actually so much more to it than just that, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, that's a good enough definition for most of the people who use a service, right, and the understanding more than good enough. From our side, of course, we're working with enterprise customers to enable those types of things for the guy on the street to actually benefit from the cloud ultimately.
So what does that mean? I mean, I know a lot of your clients will be the major banks here in South Africa. All of the financial services would use the technology, cloud services, and the technology that you provide. But what does that practically mean to let's say a bank?
So you'll see primarily in South Africa, especially in Africa broader, guys are using their own data centers. It's a lot of cost. It's a lot of maintenance, a lot of upkeep. Mm-hmm. Using something like the cloud allows it to be a public service, ultimately, right, to enterprises and anybody else, even a smaller or individual or startup. They can start to consume these services, and it's really democratized IT, ultimately, to a broader mass.
Did you get that tonight?
Mm-hmm, yes,
it democratizes IT.
Yes, adding that to our, what is it, lexicon.
To our lexicon. Nice. There we go. All right, so it actually does help people to actualize success.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, what it does is it enables companies and it enables people to be able to leverage off something much greater than the limitations of their own infrastructure.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. Because you can ultimately adopt technology at a greater speed than you could have otherwise done so.
Right, right. Yeah. How would that be used, for example? I mean, and is it applicable in areas where we're trying to solve problems in society? So I understand that banks and financial institutions and companies would be able to use cloud very, very effectively for their own businesses. How does it work practically outside of that?
So I think the good thing is you can actually quickly get online, get an account. It's just a credit card. There's a wealth of technology, I mean, in terms of the actual education side of it, to get up to speed quickly, and then getting to market is actually a hell of a lot faster on the cloud as versus, you know, a traditional route will take a lot longer. Like, right, you could literally overnight come up with a great solution, go through the motions and have something that is available in the customer's hand within a matter of days.
And Synthesis works very, very closely with AWS.
Yes,
is that right? So who is AWS? What is AWS?
So Amazon Web Services is a part of Amazon, the retail group. And of course they found great value in creating this infrastructure around which they could then go and sell out to general public. And they've actually been one of the leaders for the last 9-10 years at least. So from a cloud partner perspective, it was an obvious choice for us.
Right. Very, very, very interesting indeed. So where do you see this going? Where does cloud ultimately take us in this world of technology?
So I think for South Africa more specifically, we're going to have an AWS data center, or what they term a region, that's going to be launched very soon. AWS are saying within the first half of 2020, so we're around the corner.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that solves a lot of regulatory hurdles for us. It solves some issues with latency in terms of how quickly, you know, services can respond. So I think it's going to open a lot of good avenues for South Africa, South African business, and entrepreneurs as well.
Absolutely incredible. Daryl Govender talking to us at the Synthesis Hackathon, where they are looking to use tech for good, taking a look at the use of cloud in the society as well as in corporate, and obviously very, very interesting indeed. Daryl, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.